Hello there, this is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. You're listening to Hospital Radio for Northumberland and North Tyneside. Let me tell you a true story this morning. I was nearly involved in a head-on collision once. I'd been approaching a crest on a B road in the country on my way to Accrington one Sunday morning, and I spotted from far across the field to my right a cyclist heading my way in the other direction. He would soon be out of my vision, but I asked myself as I approached that rise in the road ahead, what if a car overtakes that bike coming towards me on the blind crest? In that second, I clearly heard urgent words flash into my mind. Get right onto the grass. So I immediately drove onto the curb towards the crest. And as I did, a car really did appear out of nowhere and flew past my right at speed, missing me by centimetres. It spun around as it applied brakes, but the driver was unhurt. I still shudder to think what would have happened to us both had I not obeyed that urgent command in my head to get right onto the grass. I don't know why we were spared that day, but accidents can and do happen without warning, and families of victims are absolutely devastated as a result. Mine would have been. I once heard a story about an Indian woman who went to a wise man for advice when she couldn't shake off her grief. She was distraught because of her recent bereavement. So the wise man told her to go around each house in the village and hand out some of his salt to anyone who had not experienced grief in some measure. She spent all day trying to complete her task, but came back to the wise man as the sun went down to return his salt, because every single person in the village had known great sadness at some time in their lives. And she was not alone. Hurt comes to us all. Let's listen to a wonderful version of Everybody Hurts, sung here by The Corrs.
When your day is long And the night is yours alone, when you think you've had enough of this life, well, hang on. Don't let yourself go. Everything is wrong. Now it's time to sing along. When your day is not, hold on, hold on. If you feel like letting go, hold on. If you're sure you've had too much of this life, hang on. Thank you.
Here's our gospel reading for today, Luke chapter 13, verses 1 to 9. At that very time there were some present who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. He asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way that they were worse sinners than all the other Galileans? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them. Do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See, here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." This gospel reading opens with Jesus' response to those who are shocked and puzzled by reports of the recent death of some individuals, some who'd been slaughtered by the Romans, others who'd been killed when a tower fell on them. So some had been murdered, some had died by accident. Jesus seemed to know exactly the kind of questions that were going through their minds. So before they got a chance to ask themselves, Jesus opened up the subject for them. They were the very questions we might ask in the same situation. Questions such as, why did God not protect these innocent people? Were they being punished in some way because they did wrong? Why did they have to die? Jesus more or less responds by telling the people that there's nothing to be gained by asking such questions. It's not about how we die. It's up to us how we choose to live our lives that's important. "Unless you repent," he told them, "you will all perish just as they did." So why did he say this to them? Perhaps he was trying to help them turn to God, to seek his ways first in order to discover the kind of life that lasts forever. Perhaps he was advising them to get right with God, to live by his boundaries, in order to make the most of their own lives. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God" is a very popular hymn, and it's sung here by Ingrid Dumosh.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Trust in the Lord with
read the Bible, we find that people in the Old Testament also had an opinion on such matters as this. In Ecclesiastes 9 we read, "Again, I saw that under the sun the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, nor favour to the skilful, but time and chance happen to them all, for no one can anticipate the time of disaster." Job puts it like this, "I can only conclude that God destroys the good right along with the bad." We actually don't get to decide when, where, or how our lives will end, but we do have a choice on how we live, what kind of fruit we will bear, and how we will make the most of every opportunity afforded to us with the one attempt we do have at life. We can also choose whether we will celebrate it or whether to spend it mourning. Now, I haven't heard this next song for ages. I just found it recently, and I used to love singing it. In the 70s, the music of a British group called the Fisher Folk became really popular, and this is one of their most memorable songs, the Celebration Song. In it, they praise God for the joy and the sorrows, yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
For our life together we celebrate. Life that lasts forever we celebrate. For the joy and for the sorrow, yesterday, today, tomorrow we celebrate. For your great creation we celebrate.
I really hope you enjoyed that. Yee-haw! It wasn't very British, though, was it? So, what kind of life should we lead? In the second half of that gospel reading, Jesus goes on to give an illustration by way of a parable about a barren fig tree. A man plants a fig tree which takes a precious space in lush soil, but disappointingly, it bears no fruit at all. He considers cutting it down until the gardener persuades him to give him time to dig around it and fertilize it. The man agrees to give it one more year. But if it still doesn't bear fruit, it goes. A preacher called Darris McNeely translated this parable in this way. The good news is that God is merciful and willing to forgive. The bad news is that even God's patient mercy has its limits. Neither you nor I want to be on the receiving end when God's patience runs out, he says. It's better to repent while we still have the opportunity to do so. Here is that parable once more, this time set to music from my album of parables called Pearls of Great Price, free to download as with all my other songs and dramas on www.sheilahamill.co.uk.
Let me tell you a little story of a parable I know, about a fig tree growing
in a vineyard long ago. No struggle for the seedling, no sweat, no scorch, no toil. No rocky ground or desert sands, just rich and fertile soil. Much was expected of that tree, it had been given much. A life of privilege it led, in a land so firm and lush. It grew out wonderfully wide, it grew up strong and big. But gave no fruit, no none at all, it didn't give a fig. The owner of the fig tree couldn't help but frown. No fruit once more upon this tree, I'm going to cut it down. For 3 long years I've waited, while it's used up all this space. I'm running out of patience, I'll grow something in its place. Might I suggest, the gardener said, 'cause I know you really care. Let me tend it, dig around it, please leave it one more year. And if somehow by next year it's bearing fruit, that's fine. But if it's not, I'll cut it down and then complete this rhyme.
St. Paul also talks of the kind of fruit we shall bear in life, the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, which are mentioned in his letter to the Galatians chapter 5. But he also warns us of the opposite, the fruit of the flesh. St. Paul sets out this list too, saying, "Now the works of the flesh are obvious, fornication, impurity, promiscuity, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I am warning you," he adds, "as I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." In today's reading, we see that Jesus was simply being brutally honest and open with his followers. They had choices to make, and life doesn't last forever. He was claiming there will come a time of reckoning. Each day we read horrifying articles, we hear distressing news on television, we see for ourselves deep divisions and injustice in society, disharmony and war between nations, millions starving and made homeless, the plunder of our planet and our careless disregard of its vital resources. What, if anything, are we called to do or say right now? What legacy will this generation hand on to our children and grandchildren? It says in 2 Corinthians 6, "See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation." In other words, don't hang about, get going. Now's the time to do the greatest good we can. This next song puts it all so well and prays this solemn prayer. "Have mercy, Lord. Forgive us, Lord." Why? Well, for what we've become, for what we've allowed, for the harm we may have caused. Here's Graeme Kendrick singing, O Lord, the clouds are gathering.
O Lord, the clouds are gathering, the fire of judgment burns. How we have fallen, O Lord, you stand appalled to see your laws of love so scorned and life so broken. Have mercy, Lord, forgive us, Lord, restore us, Lord, revive your church again. Let justice flow like rivers and righteousness like a never-failing stream. Oh, broken, oh Lord, our precious children starve, the tools of war increase, their bread is stolen. Have mercy, Lord, forgive us, Lord, restore us, Lord, revive your church again. Let justice flow like rivers and righteousness like a never failing stream. Oh Lord, dark powers are poised to flood our streets with hate and fear. We must awaken. Oh Lord, let love reclaim the lives that sin would sweep away, and let your kingdom come. Have mercy, Lord, forgive us, Lord, restore us, Lord, revive your church again. Let justice flow like rivers and righteousness like a never-failing stream. Yet, O Lord, your glorious cross shall tower triumphant.
One final song for you, which was inspired by the words of the prophet Amos, chapters 5 and 6. It has this chorus: But let justice roll on freely, like a river running clean. Righteousness, meaning right living, righteousness be found among you, like a never-failing stream. Amos was speaking to a people who should have known better. They had turned away from God to worship other idols. They'd become lazy and indifferent. They cared nothing for the poor as they indulged themselves in rich feasting and drunkenness. They had disregarded God's laws. They had borne no fruit whatsoever. Like the barren fig tree, they needed to mend their ways before God's patience ran thin. This song is called an ancient song from my album Called to Serve. So, strong words indeed from our gospel theme this week, but words worth considering. But let's not forget to give thanks for all who do bear fruit, fruit in abundance, who nourish and support us and bring relief and healing to others all across the world and at home in our own communities. Have a good week, everyone. Bye for now.
I will tell you a brand new story. I will sing an ancient song. For this people turn against me, do not know their right from wrong. I despise empty worship, cannot stand vain offerings, can't abide the gifts they bring me, close my ears to songs they sing. But let justice roll on freely like a river running clean. Righteousness be found among you like a never-failing stream. look at all their endless idols. They have turned their backs on me, all secure and so complacent. Look with eyes that cannot see. They are bound with cords of darkness, held in bonds of misery. Turn to me, my captive people. I, your God, can set you free. But let justice roll.